Hate crimes are up in Seattle despite the increasing efforts of police to fight them. Seattle police say Capitol Hill and downtown are hotspots for crime that involves hatred of targeted groups of people. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
Police say gay people are the most frequent victims, with blacks the second most frequent. Citywide this year, police have received reports of about 10 hate crimes a month. Seattle Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole told City Council on Monday that many types of crime are down in Seattle, but not hate crimes. She says police are saturating Capitol Hill with extra patrols.
We've really stepped up our emphasis patrols there, and we're not giving up. We're gonna stay there until we're convinced that we've made a difference. I'm hoping that we'll be able to maintain higher levels of visibility, not just on Capitol Hill, but throughout the city.
Sean Niddle with a gay advocacy group called Social Outreach Seattle says Capitol Hill is no longer safe after dark.
Cal Anderson Park, Broadway, Pike, Pine, they walk around and harass people and shove people in large groups.
He says the criminals on Capitol Hill are getting more brazen.
The people that work and live and go to school on the Hill know who these guys are. It seems strange to us that they remain a mystery to the department.
On Friday night, a man was denied entry into Our Place. That's a popular nightclub on Capitol Hill. He was arrested after reportedly threatening to kill all gay people and all white people and pantomiming that he had a gun. Seattle police recommend people going to nightclubs walk in groups with a designated observer. That person stays sober, not so they can drive, but so they can accurately describe any attackers to police. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.